South African police expect tens of thousands of people to join nationwide demonstrations organised by the Congress of South African Trade Unions, known as COSATU. The strikers want the African National Congress-led government to scrap planned tolls to pay for road upgrades in the Johannesburg area, also to ban labour broker firms which supply temporary workers. But according to Gunther Zimmermacher, the editor of the Catholic weekly The Southern Cross, it is also a show of political strength. He spoke to Charles Collins about the strike.
Well, there are two issues that are being addressed, and one of them is the toll roads, and we will talk about that in a second. The other one is a practice in South Africa whereby labor brokers are being used by employers to solicit labor, and that is a system that the trade unions believe amounts to slavery. The control is not in the hands of the workers, and the marchers are demanding an end to that practice as well. As far as the toll roads is concerned, it is really about a system that is being rolled out in Johannesburg. Actually, it was scheduled to begin a while ago, and it has been delayed for various reasons. And COSATU, the trade union movement, says that the toll roads punish the poor the most, as they need to travel on these thoroughfares in Johannesburg to get to work. And that, of course, in a city where public transport is not very reliable or safe or well connected. It is not an adequate system, and the toll roads are just going to add to the problems of people who have to go to work. And what's interesting is that traditionally white trade unions have expressed their support for the toll roads protest. Now, the white trade unions are not necessarily on strike, but they have come up with some campaigns of their own, mostly involving hooting your horn in protest against the toll roads. So COSATU General Secretary Zwelinzima Vavi has promised that if the strike actions today do not derail the toll road plan, then the labor movement will find other ways of making it completely unworkable, and what he called to make it an epic fail, using internet language, so to speak. I'm not quite sure if the government can actually rescind the contract that it has awarded to the company that is supposed to manage the toll roads. The whole case is being delayed in part also because the opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, has taken this whole thing to court. So it is about the labor brokers and it is about toll roads, but I think there's another issue at hand as well. I think that the strike today is a show of strength for COSATU in a year when the African National Congress looks to elect a new leadership or re-elect the present leadership. And COSATU, of course, is part of a coalition with the African National Congress and the South African Communist Party. So they have a vested interest in that election. And 5 years ago, the movement, the trade union movement, was part of a border coalition that helped to unseat President Thabo Mbeki in favor of the current president, Jacob Zuma. And at the moment, it is unclear which side COSATU is going to take in the leadership contest that is taking place this year. But today's strike certainly is intended to put Mr. Zuma on notice.